92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. As the company behind that data center proposal in DeForest prepares to present to the village board tonight, one municipality has already said no. QTS wants to build a data center campus on more than 600 acres owned by a trust in the town of Vienna. The company says it would invest a total of $12 billion in the project and the community. There were meetings scheduled with QTS presenting to the Vienna Town Board that were eventually canceled. Then QTS leaders approached the village of DeForest, saying the company would be petitioning DeForest to annex that same property from Vienna. That would mean DeForest gets the tax benefits and DeForest leaders get to approve or deny the project. But still, QTS had an offer on the table for Vienna. The town would get $40 million over 15 years if they essentially signed off on the project. The Tribune Enterprise reports in order to get that money, the town would have had to support the data center's development and cooperated with things like press releases and communications sent out by QTS. The paper reports about 70 people showed up to a meeting last week asking the town board to reject that deal. One woman says she's been trying to sell her house near the proposed data center for months and has been unsuccessful. The Vienna Town Board ultimately rejected that agreement with the company in a unanimous vote. While there was money on the table, it was largely symbolic. DeForest still holds all the power when it comes to annexing that land. Meanwhile, QTS staff will give a presentation to the DeForest Village Board tonight. Company leaders are expected to give their most detailed presentation yet with the most information. There will also be public comment. The meeting starts tonight at 6 o'clock at DeForest High School. We'll continue to keep covering this story. There were two big car fires in Madison yesterday. The first was on the Beltline, where two drivers racing ended with an uninvolved car flipped over on the other side of the highway. Madison police say on the west side, just after 11 a.m., two cars were racing eastbound, and then one of them hit another car, which was then hit by a semi. It flipped over the center median onto the westbound Beltline. One of the cars went up in flames, but it was put out before authorities got there. Also, before authorities got there, three people were seen running off and getting into another car. So now police are looking for those two drivers who had been racing. Somehow, nobody was hurt here. The Beltline was mostly shut down for almost 2 hours. And another fiery crash happened less than an hour later. This one turned deadly. Police say a car crashed into a tree on one of the frontage roads off Highway 51 and Buckeye. It caught fire, and when firefighters put out the flames, they found the driver had died. Lanes were closed for a couple hours after that. Madison police say those two crashes do not seem to be connected. Meanwhile, Wisconsin is getting more than two dozen more charging stations for EVs. Joanne Krulatz reports.
Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation have announced 26 additional locations will receive grant awards totaling $14 million in federal funding to build electric vehicle charging stations in Wisconsin. Supported through the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Program under former President Joe Biden's bipartisan infrastructure law, these fast charging stations will help ensure residents and visitors alike have access to the charging infrastructure needed to travel from point A to point B in Wisconsin. This latest round of awards fills coverage gaps after the first round of awards was announced in May 2024.
That's Joanne Krulatz. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Giannis with an injury. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo had to leave last night's game in the first half after apparently suffering a groin injury. The Bucks went on to lose 118-106 to the Cavaliers. Head coach Doc Rivers asked, how bad did Giannis look in the locker room?
Didn't look great, I can tell you that.
He'll now undergo an MRI. College hoops, the Badgers with a win over Southern Illinois at Edwardsville, 94-69. Wisconsin now ranked 23rd. NFL, Packers running back Josh Jacobs suffering a contusion to his left knee against the Giants, but Matt LaFleur says he's confident in running backs Emmanuel Wilson and Chris Brooks, especially when it comes to pass protection.
That's one thing you can always count on, Chris Brooks, man. That guy is going to do his job. I know he only had the one carry, but I thought he did a nice job on that carry as well, just hitting the hole with some authority. And then Emmanuel, both those guys, you know, have called upon. I have confidence that they're going to get the job done.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
cloudy with rain likely for a pretty good chunk of the day here today. Our high in the upper 30s this afternoon. The wind east at about 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop down into the 30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 44. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.